USA Radio News.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is holding a hearing regarding the IG report that came out Thursday of last week. Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz spoke about how the FBI cannot be influencing elections.
I can't think of something more concerning than a law enforcement officer suggesting that they're going to try and use or may use their powers to affect an election.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Detroit speaking today. Once again, the topic turned to trade.
Chinese leaders over these past few weeks have been claiming openness and globalization, but it's a joke. Let's be clear. It's the most predatory economic government race against the rest of the world today. This is a problem that is long overdue in being tackled.
And your numbers on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average ended down 100 points on this Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
A fifth illegal immigrant has died from their injuries suffered in a rollover accident 100 miles southwest of San Antonio, Texas. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
U.S. Border Patrol agents and sheriff deputies were trying to stop the Chevy Suburban, but the vehicle sped away, traveling at 100 miles an hour when the driver lost control and the vehicle rolled over several times. I spoke to reporter Japhanie Gray of San Antonio's KSAT TV 12.
During that impact, several people were ejected, 14 people total inside of the vehicle, including a driver and a passenger who were both U.S. citizens, and the rest were undocumented immigrants.
I'm John Clemens.
A majority of voters over the age of 50 in Florida approve of President Trump. That's according to a new poll out by Politico and the AARP. The poll found that 52% of voters 50 plus approve of President Trump, while 44 do not approve and 4% had no opinion. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Supreme Court today passed up two opportunities to rule on when and if a state violates the Constitution by drawing electoral maps that sharply favor one political party. In rulings from Wisconsin and Maryland, the justices gave little clarity to when partisan gerrymandering goes further than the law allows. Last Thursday, 10 people visiting a Daytona Beach amusement park were on a ride called the Sandblaster. The ride derailed, and one of the passengers, Amanda Bostic, told GMA that things did not seem right from the start.
As the ride started, it was shaky. It didn't feel as stable as other rides that we had been on. It seemed to be going a lot faster than I felt comfortable with. As we had went around the turn, it felt as if it wasn't completely attached to those tracks.
Bostic then talks about what she remembered next.
I remember hearing a lot of screeching, a lot of metallic, a lot of sounds that just weren't right. I closed my eyes, I held on. I remember being airborne, feeling as if I was falling. And then the next thing I remember was coming to on the ground looking up. I was told that I bounced from support beam to support beam like a pinball, but I don't know that. I was told that. I don't remember any of that.
Bostic was taken to the hospital and diagnosed with a concussion. Now what's interesting is the roller coaster had been shut down for a month but was given permission to open on the day that the accident happened. Please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio.